The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
As we wrap up these few blatim, these heavy-duty kachim blatim, with so much of the different avodas of kachim, I have a hagosha to share with you some of the deeper ideas of inyanim kachim, some of the chilukim and the different avodas in kachim, what symbolically what they mean. Obviously, a korban, the chilukim have symbolic meaning. Of course, we can't penetrate into the depths of what everything means. The tzura of the Beis Hamikdash, we have on record the Ramah. In Teres Ha'el, the Ramah wrote a whole philosophical work explaining the Karbonis, and he says, he who wishes to penetrate into the essence of how the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, how the Rebbeinu Shem runs the world, and how a person's Maisim affects his spiritual makeup, should learn the Tzura of the Beis HaMikdash, the Tzura of the Karbonis, the Chilukim between the different Karbonis. So with that said, from nobody less than the Ramah, who we follow, La'alokha La'maisim, it's worth getting a glimpse of the hidden world of what's going on in the Karbonis. Most of what I'm going to say I've taken from Reb Shamshon Zal Hirsch, who's the master of uncovering the symbolic meaning of different mitzvahs and different times of the year, and the mitzvahs and the various details, not just giving a general outline of what Karbonis mean, but giving the details on a detail, you know, explaining all the nitty-gritty of the different details of different Karbonis and what they mean on a symbolic level. The korban itself, we know, is supposed to represent a person. The Ramban explains that the behemo, which is a davar chai, is kielu, the person putting himself on the mizbech. The purpose of being on the mizbech is not to be a martyr. The purpose is not to die for the Rebbeinu Shem, even though there's a time for that also. There are times when a yid is called upon to die al kiddush Hashem. But more importantly than dying al kiddush Hashem is living al kiddush Hashem. The way a yid does that, by being magdish himself, by preparing himself to live on Kiddush Hashem, is by putting the behemoth on the mizbeach. The act of bringing the behemoth, giving up the life of the behemoth onto the mizbeach, is the act of being oyla al hamizbeach, being oyla el ishe Hashem, going up in the purpose of the carbon is l'rotzon l'fnei Hashem, which the l'rotzon l'fnei Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shem, has no need for burnt up ashes of animals. But what happened was, even though we don't understand the magnetic force of what happened with the carbon, but what happened with the carbon is that the person was transformed, so to speak, out of his animal state, out of his, we're not calling people animals, but these basic drives of a person, which a person shares with all Balei Chayim. There's selfishness, there's a need for comfort, there's a self-centeredness. There are tithes, more baser tithes, some more refined tithes, but everything really constricts a person and defines him in a limited sense, instead of defining him as a Dovin Nitzchi that could connect with the Rebbeinu Shlom. A person puts himself on the Mizbeach. What he's doing is he's taking away the limited form that he has, and he's being Oyle El Hashem, L'rotz L'fnei Hashem. So here's some of the chilukim. By the way, just to point out, the chiluk between a behemoth, obviously, with a carbon mincha, it's hard to say the carbon mincha, the Ramban doesn't discuss this, but Rabbi Hirsch says that a carbon mincha obviously does not represent the person. There's no dam, there's no chelev, there's no nefesh, there's no personality in a carbon mincha. A carbon mincha is really a person giving up his material aspect, his possessions, for the Rebbeinu Shem. Same way a person give up himself for the Rebbeinu Shem, b'chol nafshecho, he give up his emotional state, b'chol levosko, for the Rebbeinu Shem, for the good of bringing the Rebbeinu Shem's covenant to this world. Person is also asked to dedicate his material sense of self, b'chol mioidecho, also to Avos Hashem, also to coming close to the Rebbeinu Shem. That b'chol mioidecho is expressed in the different halachos of Karban Mincha, which we won't get into this year, but I'll just point out one nice thought. We say in the Zmiris, everybody sings Shabbos morning, Hashem Shabbos Abenim Abbas, Lokel Yerotzu Kimincha Machvas. Why does the Python, one of the Rishonim, compare the Ritzui of keeping Shabbos, the Nachas Ruach, the Rebbeinu Shem, keeping Shabbos properly to a Karban Mincha? Why not to a Karban Zvotim? Why not to a government shalom the carbon oil or carbon chatas? I don't know. Why to a government carbon? Why, by the way, it's kimincha al nachlas and not kimincha al machreshes doesn't bother me because the kimincha al nachlas rhymes with Hashem Rishabas and Benim Abad. But why a carbon mincha and not a carbon, any carbon that's a behemoth? The Teretz is the mysterious nefesh of Shabbos through the ages. Those of us who had grandparents and have heard the stories of Yidden being mysterious nefesh in America before World War II could understand this quite readily. The mysterious nefesh for Shabbos is not giving up one's guf. Adrian, there's a mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. A person is not supposed to give up his guf for Shabbos. But, sometimes even that, but mostly, the nesoyin of Shabbos is giving up parnosa. The livelihood that a person has, the b'chol maidecha, is expressed in Korban Mincha. So the ritzu of keeping Shabbos properly and understanding the message of Shabbos, that the Rabban Shalom runs the world and Panasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's primarily the message of and the dedication of the Korban Mincha. In any case, let's go back to our halachas. The Korban Pesach is unique than other Korbanos. Three basic types of Avodas HaDam done in Korbanos. There is the Avodas HaKorban of a Shlomim of Oilo, which was called Shtayim Shehen Arba. The dam was called Soviv Lamizbech. The dam was spritz. The carbon's dam was taken and spritz on the Mizbech HaChitzoin, the Mizbech in the Chotzer. And it was Nizrak on two sides, but it was Nizrak on two corners, where the two corners spread into four. Carbon Chatos was, the dam was Nizrak, wasn't thrown, it's not the Shofach. The pasuk says v'nosa. The dam was placed carefully on each of the four corners, not on the side of the mizbech with force, with a what we call spritzing dam, but it was placed with a finger, nesinas etzba, on the four corners. A carbon pesa and a carbon bechor are the two carbonates which don't need not shtayim shein arba, not nesinas dam al dal koronos. Well, by the way, all these halachas, person should be saying by davening every morning if you make time for perigeizu mekayman. The Perek of Mishnayis that Chazal instituted to say in the morning that a Yid should have under his belt is the Perek of Mishnayis that deals with the basic layout of Karbonis, which tells us that it's important for us on a symbolic level in order to make sure that our day gets started properly. Same way Shabbos gets started with Perek by Memad Likin, because over there is the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, which contains in it the whole Oyer, the whole Pnimius of Kedusha Shabbos, the Perek Ezum Mekayim, which has the Avodah, gives a person the basic thought process, or it should at least, of what should inform everything he does during the day. So the Korban Pesach and the Korban Mechor are the two Korbanos where the dam was Nishbak, was spilled with one Shvicha, Keneged HaYisoid, which was spilled on the Yisoid, the base of the Mizbeach, which did not go all the way around the Mizbeach, and that's how we know where the Shtayim Shein Arba that we mentioned above of Shlomim and Oilo and Toido and Oshom should be Nizrak. It's Nizrak always on the side of the Mizbeach where there's the Yisoid. The Yisoid did not go all the way around the Mizbeach. So it's only Nizrak on the side with Shtayim Shein Arba on the two corners where there was the Yisoid, which we'll get back to. What's the basic thought process over here? There are different types of chizukim that a person needs, different types of rededication of Avodas Hashem that a person accomplishes by being a korban. A korban chatos is primarily bought when a person has grown careless in his Avodas Hashem. He's done an avera based on carelessness. Chatos is all about that, doing an avera b'shoegeg. In order to reinforce his living with a sense of yira, a sense of exactitude in Avodas Hashem, the dam has to be placed. Dam meaning to say his personality, his nefesh, has to be given an extra dose, so to speak, of chizuk of Yerushalayim, of diktuk bedin. That is symbolically explained and put into the person by putting the dam al dalet hakronos. When a person puts something carefully, he's reinforcing his idea, and that becomes part of him. When it's a carbon of exactitude, of diktuk, of carefulness. Shlom and oil is really the opposite. Kamen oila, a person brings when he was mevatel mitzvah, say if he was lax in limud haTorah, shteit in Chazal, shteit in the Rishonim on Chumash. The Korban Oilo represents a person rededicating himself with a geshmak, with a zrizus, with a bren to Avodas Hashem. That reinforced drive to serve the Rebbeinu Shlom with all his energy is expressed with a shvichas adam. The dam is his personality, is thrown onto the mizbeach, he jumps onto the mizbeach with enthusiasm. That's what he's missing. Instead of jumping out of bed in the morning and getting out for a daf yemishim and getting to davening on time and davening and learning with a gishmak, he gets out of bed slowly. He's missing his energy. Throw yourself on the mizbeach, jump out of bed, let's go. That is expressed in a carbon oila, carbon shlomim. The carbon is not brought for an avera, but a carbon shlomim is to reinforce that a person's task in this world is not just to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with Dvarim Ruchniyim, but he's supposed to bring the same energy and sense of purpose that he uses in his Avodas Hashem, in doing mitzvahs and learning Torah, into the world of Lamaisa, into the world of Chulin. And a person reinforces that Shlomim Shleimus, in order for him to be a Shalem, a person has to reinforce that by bringing, we'll explain that that's the idea behind Kachim Kalim, bringing Bren, an energy, a sense of purpose to everything he does, that's a Kaddish Shlom. So the Zrik over there is a Shtayim Shanah. But by the way, as like we just explained, the Kaddish Shlom represents bringing the Shleimus of Avodah, bringing doing mitzvahs, and being an Eved Hashem into the workplace, into the home, into the Chayei HaChulin. That's why a Goy does not have the ability to bring a Kaddish Shlom. A Goy can bring a Karban Oyla. An Oyla is Kulei Hashem. A Goy can also maybe jump into the fire of Avodah Hashem. Maybe. But to understand the concept of being Mekadosh the home, being Mekadosh the workplace, being Mekadosh Chayei Chulin, that's beyond a Goy does not have that ability. So therefore, a Goy can't bring a Karban Shlom. What's with a Karban Bechor and a Karban Pesach? These are the only two Karbonis which are not brought by choice. Karban Pesach, a person has to bring. And a Karban Bechor is born that way. It's born there. The Pasha Bechor is the same way a human Bechor is born for Kedushas Bechor, and he has to have a Pidin HaBen, a Behema that's Mevake, that has a firstborn male Vlad, is also Miskadosh Me'elov. The message behind that, the Maral says, is that a Yid is not a Yid because he chooses to be a Yid. He's born with a mission, he's born whether he likes it or not, but it's also not told in his Madrega. Maral talks about this in others at length. Avraham Avinu became the Amanivchor, became the founder of the Amanivchor, based on his personal qualities. But after Avraham Avinu, thereafter, Kedushas Yisrael is chal on his generations and stays with his generation. Yisrael Av Mishachot Yisraelu has nothing to do with his personal status. A person could do an Aveira, a person could do mitzvahs, he could go up, he could go down. But as far as his connection to the Rebbeinu Shlom, so we know as far as a Yid Nebuch strays afield, he stays here, he's beloved to the Rebbeinu Shlom, because Kedushas Yisrael is something that's inherent in his spiritual DNA. The Korban of Bechor, the Korban of Pesach, Pesach is the birth of Klal Yisrael, expresses the idea that every Yid, Basher Hu Shom, wherever he is, by being born, just by virtue of being born to Yiddish parents, a Yiddish mother, has in him Kedushas Yisrael. The Dam is not a matter of putting himself on the Mizbech as a rededication. But Pesach and Bechor express the reality beneath Bechor Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlom loves us because he loves us, not because we do good or because we do bad. The same way we have to love our children unconditionally in order for them to be filled with a sense of security, we have to be filled with a sense of connection with the Rebbeinu Shlom by virtue of the fact he loves us because we are beneath Bechor Yisrael. We belong to the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Rebbeinu Shlom belongs to us. That's why the carbon pesach is not the tzoin, because the tzoin kionu, tzoin marisecha, the tzoin is the animal that follows. You can't bring a bokker. Bokker is an animal of work, an animal of accomplishment. Carbon pesach has nothing to do with accomplishment. Bechor has nothing to do with accomplishment. It's about being a yid because you're a yid, because you were born a yid. Be proud who you are and be a yid. Be full of that feeling because you're that way. The dam was put on the yisoid. There's no avoda there. There's no rededication. All there is identification. That identification is Shvichach as Keneged HaYisoid. The Yisoid is the bottom of the Mizbeach that represents the connection of the Mizbeach which reaches to the Shemayim. The top of the Mizbeach, Yisuchat Baroitz Matkan of the Mizbeach, reaches all the way up to Shemayim, like the ladder of Yaakov Avinu, which was Ein Zekim Beis Elikim Zer Shah Shemayim. The bottom, the Yisoid, is the part that represents this world, which is why the Dam, the Shlom, and the Oila has to be Nizrak. It has to connect upstairs, it has to connect the Elam HaSolyanim, with downstairs, it has to be Shvichas. Shtayim Shenaba Keneged HaYisoid, only on the side of the Mizbech that had a Yisoid. the Shvicha Achas of Korban Pesach and Korban Bechor Keneged HaYisoid represents in this world, we are the Rabbanu Shlalem. We represent the Rabbanu Shlalem in this world. You know, the famous story where I think it was one of the King Louis of France asked the Cardinal of Paris to bring him one conclusive and decisive proof that there's a God in this world. He said, Your Majesty, the Jews. We are the Rabbanu Shalom. We are the representative of Kiddushas and Kvodei Yisbarach in this world. That we do by putting the Shvichas Dam of Korban Pesach and Korban Bechor al Shvicha Achas Keneged HaYisrael. It's not a level of Avodah, it's a level of identification with being the Rabbanu Shalom's chosen in this world. So these are some of the details. A few more things, the difference in Korban Kodshim Kedoshim and Kodshim Kalim. Kodshim Kedoshim, Korban Oila, as we said, is all burnt off, because it's Kula Oila. It represents that we're Kula. We don't stay in bed an extra half an hour in the morning and then get out of bed. We jump out of bed because we're Kula. Our whole day revolves, or it should revolve, around the Avodas Hashem. Everything we do, all our energies are giving off to the Avodas Hashem. That's what a Korban Oila is. But the Korbanos that are eaten, let's say a Korban Chatos, can only be eaten by the Kohen, because the Korban Chatos represents the Bailam in his sense of striving. He's not where he should be. He's not yet Kodshim Dik. The only one who could eat that Kodshim is the Kohen, who stays close, who stays away from Chet, who stays in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, at least the Kohen is supposed to represent that in the Avodas Hashem. The Kohen was the one who didn't stray by the Chet Egel. He stays, he has a certain inherent closeness to Rabban Shalom that us Yisraelim don't have. Therefore, he eats the Korban even when the Yisrael is far away, because he's been killed as in the Zavodat Hashem. But Shlomim is eaten also by the Bayon, because the purpose of Shlom, there are parts that are given to a Kohen, there's a dedication to Avodah, and then there's taking that Avodah into the world where the Yid is going to go back home. He has to take back that sense of dedication, that Gishmak in Avodah Hashem, into his daily service, into his daily workday, his daily routine. He has to eat it. And that's why, besides for the normal Zman Kodshim of Kodshim Kodashim, which is Yom V'Laylo, the day of Atrel and that night of Korban could be eaten, it could also be eaten another day. What does it mean, another day? Shnei Yom V'Laylo Echot. Because besides for the one day, which is Shayek to the Avodas Adam, there's also the Kodesh, and there's the being Moshech the Kodesh, taking that Kodesh and bringing it into the world of Chol. That extra day is that bridge. What's interesting is that Korban Pesach is only eaten by the Bailam. Why is it only eaten by the Bailam? Because the dedication of Avodas Hashem on its most basic level, like we said before, is identification as a Yid. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. The dedication of Klal Yisrael, Mamlechus Kohen, and the Goy Kodesh is represented in Korban Pesach. Like we said many shurim before, the Korban Pesach is Kulo le'achilo, because the purpose is to make us into Kulo Kehanim. We're a Mamlechus Kohenim. The Korban Bechor, the Korban of Bechor, is only eaten by Kohenim, even though it's Kachim Kalim. Can be eaten all over Yerushalayim, out of the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, out into the world of Yerushalayim, the world outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but only by Kohenim, because again, it represents the fact that the Yidden are, on a certain level, represented by Kohenim, because we are Kohanim. The Kohanim are our representatives in the Beis HaMikdash, but they can only represent us if we have a level ourselves of Mamlechus Kohenim Ever Kodesh. So the Korban Pesach is eaten only by the Bailam, the Korban Bechor is eaten only by the Kohanim, but they mean the same thing. They mean the Klal Yisrael is dedicated to Avodas Hashem by virtue of being brought into this world as Mamlechus Kohenim Ever Kodesh. The other Korbanos represent lifting up one's level of Avodah. Shlomim Kedarkoi, Oyla Kedarkoi, Chatzos Kedarkoi, Korban Toid is a whole separate discussion, why it can be eaten only Yom V'Laila, even though it's Kachim Kalim, and what is the combination that we find in Korban Toid of the Korban and the Lachme Toid, that will leave over Mitzvah Hashem for a different time.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present the Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.